Hey, Cauldronites, it's Morrigan. This is the third time I have done this because something has constantly interrupted me with the other ones that I've done. So maybe I can get through this one. Real quick, want to talk about colors. Want to talk about the symbolism of colors. We all know with Mercury retrograde going on until October 18th that it is always best to, while it's happening, burn a yellow candle to appease Mercury and appease his stifling of communication, because that is exactly what happens during retrograde. It bombards all types of communications, computers, telephones, just even how we as humans take what someone else is saying. We either take it offensive or take it, you know, to be they're being belligerent or they're being disrespectful or they're just straight being an ass. And honestly, it's the whole Mercury retrograde. It works a whopper on all of us. So hopefully you're all burning your yellow candles until the 18th. I would probably do it even for a few days after. But let's get back on track. The color symbolism. So I'm going to try and go through this as quick as I possibly can, but without stumbling and without giving you any information. Place that I got this from, a lot of the information has the Christianity aspects woven into it. And I think that's just because trying to show the difference in religions and all that with paganism and Christianity, or even trying to show, you know, very similar ways of thinking, because, you know, the Christian church does use red a lot. For example, does use red a lot, whether you're Catholic Christian or whether you're Christian, you know, where you see Jesus in the white robe with the red sash, or whether you are Catholic and you have the cardinals who are dressed all in red. You know, that it there's a reason for all that. And we all know that, you know, Christians were not first. The true religion is the paganism, you know, the aspect of paganism where we all came from. We understood that there was a higher power. We understood that we pray or meditate or whatever you want to call it this week, that with that, things get done. So, anyways, back to color symbolism. So red is our first color. It's stimulating and energizing. It is a fire element, obviously. It's good to feel physically strong, physical energy. It's good for that. It is considered a power color. It's associated with fire, inspiration, vitality, purification, and awareness. Physical desire, courage, war, danger, health, vigor, and strength. Be careful when you're using the darker reds. They're associated with wars because of their very close resemblance to the color of blood. But the color of red is connected, you know, with blood because of the blood being the life source. That's why it's such a strong, forceful color. Any gods and goddesses that have a war attribute, you deal with the color red. It's been used in sacrificial and healing rituals for thousands of years. People paint their bodies with red. Nobility wears red. It's in many cultures, it symbolizes divinity and nobility. So it definitely is that fire. It gets that burning going. Don't forget, it is the fire of the fire element. I'm trying to figure how we can. In medieval times, it was used as a symbol of courage and loyalty. So again, it comes back to the fire in your belly, the strength of a person. So don't forget, red is a very, very strong color, a very, you know, it's the symbol of life because of the blood color, as I've said before. It affects the human body and the human mind. It raises blood pressure. And actually, this is scientifically proven, which they've done all these stupid scientific studies, so why not use them, right? It'll emphasize your creativity and your energy. So now we're going to move on to yellow, which is an air element, which you should be burning the yellow candles right now. It stimulates the mind, helps awaken enthusiasm, confidence, and optimism. It's a happy color. It's a solar color. When you see yellow, you think of the sun. It's associated with friendship, goodness, fate, balance, self-esteem, charisma. It is another divine color, or divinatory efforts, using it as your calling upon, because it is an offshoot of gold. It's definitely something that would have some divinity to it. Creativity, intellectuality, it's used to gain insight into problems. Yellow also attracts others, and it helps you obtain knowledge. And it helps with facilitating the retention of learning. It's a second primary color, and red was a first. It's a masculine symbol that represents the sun, light, heat, and And an attribute of all solar gods. The Chinese use yellow as a symbol of the earth and the center, which is interesting. The next color is blue. It is obviously a water element, and blue is good for healing. It cools and calms the system. Blue can be used to combat depression, facilitate inspiration, peacefulness, healing, and promotion of psychism. It's also an attribute of sky gods and goddesses. Celts and Druids associated blue with their poets and bards because of its association with wisdom and truth. In China, blue represented the element of wood, spring, and heaven. Christians have used it to represent the Virgin Mary as the Queen of Heaven. In alchemy, water is used to transmute incompatible substances into a liquid form so that they can be combined. It's called saludo. I'm having a hard time today. Carl Jung believed that blue symbolized thought. Blue is a very soothing color and can decrease blood pressure and respiration, which is probably why a long time ago they had institution blue. Another color that's out there is, of course, an earth element. It's green. It balances our energies, has a calming effect on inflamed areas of the body. Green's a representation of faith, hope, peace, good for overworked minds, stimulates growth and fertility. There's also healing and prosperity. It's used for fertility, luck, finances, healing, attracts success, and facilitates communication with plants and fairies. There's a good one. Green is also a symbol of unripe fruit and inexperience. Green is what we call someone who is brand new to any position. Green is an attribute of all nature gods and goddesses. Many negative meanings are attributed to dark green. As plants and the human body decay naturally, they turn darker and darker green. Therefore, green also represents death and decay. It's a color of envy and jealousy. In Japan, green is the color of eternity and the spiritual. And they really love their jade over there. The alchemical color of the dark dragon and the beginning of the great work, hope and growth. In Christianity, green represents hope, mortality, and the triumph of life over death and the Holy Spirit. Pale green symbolized evil and sin and Satan in Christianity, which is funny, not black and not red. The early Christians banned green because of its prevalent use in pagan rituals. There it is. In China, green has the same associations as blue. So, the color magic chart for this particular color is fertility, prosperity, healing, and it's an earth element. Psychologically, Green can reduce muscular and nervous tension. It aids in concentration and relaxes the eyes and soothes the pain. So keep that in mind as you're working this week. Next week, we will be going over a few extra colors. So I can't wait to hear from you guys. Bye.